Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I will read from the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, throughout this episode. Question. Of all the issues the Lord Tommy L. Hart has spoken on and made known, which is most important? Answer. Of all the issues I, the Lord God, have spoken on and made known to you, the people, my revelation of the knowledge of the Lord God, the person of God, is most important. The knowledge identifying the person and name of God is preeminent. Of all the things I have spoken on, am expounding on, or will elaborate on, my knowledge which reveals the identity of God is superior, and that knowledge must remain at the fore. Always first in rank, forever transcendent. The revelation of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is supreme. In light of that knowledge, I will speak on Hosea 4, verse 1. The statement there says, there is no truth. And that's speaking of the truth of God. Let me read on. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. So the first thing the statement says is there is no truth that has come from God. Well, that was so when the writers wrote that. Writer or writers wrote that. And that remained so or true for a long time. Now that I have come now that the Lord God has come and revealed himself, that statement no longer holds. The statement is obsolete, out of date, and you, the people, have been updated in this respect. There is, at this time, truth that has come from the Lord God, and that truth is in the land. That truth is in the world today. That truth is on Blog Talk Radio, even as I speak. So, it is important for you to know that that statement, which says there is no truth that has come from the Lord God, that is no longer valid. My coming and my knowledge, which I have given to you, invalidates that statement. It cancels out the effectiveness of that statement. It cancels the statement. The statement no longer is true. There is knowledge coming from the Lord God in the world, in the land, in this land, at this time. The statement also says there is no knowledge of God in the land. Well, God's truth is the knowledge that has come from God. So they say the same thing twice. There is no truth, there is no knowledge of God. Again, there is knowledge concerning God, knowledge not only concerning God, but knowledge that has come from God in the land today. That statement no longer holds. It's important that you know that. So that shows us that everything that is in the Bible, there are some things that are not forever true. And then again, there are other things that are always true and will always be true. There is truth and knowledge that has come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in the land today. Now, and it is important for you to grasp that truth. Understand that that truth is very easy to understand. You don't have to do any work. You just have to hear it, know it, and the word, the Bible, the AVB, commands you to receive it and believe it. Okay? And to abide by it. Next statement is Psalm 91, verse 4. That statement says this. To the end of the verse, it says, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Whose truth? God's truth, the truth which has come from God. Let me say this. Before my coming, before the coming of the Lord God, there was knowledge concerning God in the land. All right? There was knowledge. Where's the knowledge that concerns God but is not from God? The knowledge that concerns God is in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. In the King James Version, in the AVB, you have knowledge concerning God. But in the word that has come from the Lord God, you have the truth and you have the knowledge that has come from God himself.
God's truth
shall be
thy shield and buckler.
Who is God? You should know this by now. God, the Bible's God, the one which the AVB exalts, promotes, upholds, and talks so much about, is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That statement will remain forever true.
His shield, my shield, mine.
The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's truth, that is, shall be thy shield and buckler. You, yours, your protection. You have a defense in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You have protection. This is legal protection in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember, the AVB is a law book. It is the principal, the chief law book, which concerns God and the people. It doesn't just concern God. It has to do with God and the people, all the people. So, you need not be afraid to receive my word, my truth, my knowledge, that which has come from me. You need not be afraid to receive it and to walk by it, to abide by it. There is no reason for you to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the Gentiles. This is legal knowledge. God's truth is legal knowledge, legal truth. And know this about the word that has come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Getting ahead of myself here. Okay. The word that has come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is supreme. Just as Bible law, which concerns God and the people, is supreme, so is the word, the truth, the knowledge, which has come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It is supreme truth. It is supreme knowledge. It is truth and knowledge, which you are commanded in the AVB to receive, to walk by, to abide by. You need not fear. I say to you, be strong. Be courageous in the word of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Right here in the law book, it says, my word is for you a defense, a protection, legal defense, legal defense, legal protection. All right? Be strong with it. You don't have to be ashamed to tell someone, I, Tommy L. Hart, am your God, because I am your God, whether you tell others or not. I am their God also, according to the chief principal law book, the AVB. That's a fact. Be strong. Obey. Well, let me turn to the scripture here. Let me go ahead. Obey the Bible. Obey the AVB. Obey the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Obey. That's what the Bible tells you to do. And I'll speak more on that I believe. I believe it's in the format here. So, Psalm 91, verse 4, the statement there to you is, my truth shall be thy shield, your shield and buckler. Both shield and buckler are defenses. They are protective things. And remember this, they are chief legal things. My truth, my knowledge, that which has come from me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. So, there is knowledge that has come from God. There is truth and knowledge which have come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, in the land this day. Now, the statement in Psalm 91, verse 4, speaking of my truth being your shield and buckler, that is a statement that is forever true. It cannot be canceled. That is law. That is law. Understand this about the truth and knowledge that comes from me. It is just as authoritative as the authoritative word in the Authorized Version Bible. That's what the Bible teaches. It is just as authoritative as that which we read from it, which I point out to be true and factual. Now, next I will speak on the statement Zechariah 6, 13 and 15. Zechariah 6, 13 and 15, the statement says this. He shall build the temple of the Lord. Who shall build the temple of the Lord? He who is the Lord God. It is he, even he, shall build the temple of the Lord, the temple belonging to the Lord. So it is the will of the law that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have a temple built. That's the will of the law. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. You know, many of you, or there are many people, let me say it like this. There are many who call the Bible the word of God. Why do they do that? Now, God does not speak in the Bible, and there have been millions of people who have not had that understanding prior to my coming. God does not speak in the Bible. I don't care what Bible you have. I recommend you have the AVB, but God does not speak in the Bible. I've said this before. In the Bible, men speak to God. Men speak to God from the Bible. And they have spoken for you in the Bible to God. In the Bible also, men speak to men, to people. The Bible speaks to you. Just as it does, just as it speaks to me. Men wrote the Bible. Don't add anything to that statement. Men wrote the Bible, and in the Bible, men speak to God, and men speak to man. Mankind. God has not said, God is not the author of anything that is in the Bible. Men authored Bible content. And the Bible, its chief purpose for us today is that it tells the people how they are to behave themselves or conduct themselves with the Lord their God when he comes. God has come. So the law concerning God and the people is in force now. It is now in force because the Bible has said when he comes. I have come and I have made myself known to you, the people. This is very important information. Now, you know, as I said earlier, to the beginning of the program, I made this statement. Let me say it again. Of all the things I have spoken on, am expounding on, or will elaborate on, my knowledge, which reveals the identity of God, is superior. And that knowledge must remain at the fore. There is nothing that I teach that transcends the knowledge, the teaching of God and the people how they are to conduct themselves with their God. That knowledge is supreme. It is to be always first in rank. You must honor it as this. Always first in rank, forever transcendent. Very important. I can speak on Mary. I can speak on just any other issue in the Bible. I can speak on the IRA. But remember, the most important knowledge that I present or have presented to you is that which concerns God and the people. And in that knowledge, of course, I reveal myself. God reveals himself. God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord is the God, Tommy L. Hart. That is true today. It will be true tomorrow. It will be true forever. Period. That's just the truth. That comes from the AVB, the basis of my teaching. Okay? The base of my teaching. Now, Zechariah 6:13, back to that. The AVB wills that I build the temple of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It doesn't stop there. Go down to verse 15, and it's the last complete sentence in verse 15. It says this, "And this shall come to pass, if you will diligently," listen carefully, "obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart." The Lord your God is Tommy Hart. He has revealed himself. I have revealed myself. Now, those two statements go together. Let me read them together, how they are intended to be read. Even he, who is the he, the Lord God, Tommy Hart, shall build the temple of the Lord, and this shall come to pass. What shall come to pass? The Lord building of his temple. This shall come to pass if you, the people, will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I cannot, the law recognizes it and realizes it, that I cannot build it myself. I don't have the means. I don't have the
wherewithal to build myself, the Lord, your God, a temple. So the Lord says, the way this shall come to pass is if you, the people, will obey the voice of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. So what I am saying now, I am saying, let us build the temple of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to make known to you. That's what the word coming from the AVB is saying to you. The way he will perform that task, that great task of building the temple of the Lord, is if you do what you are commanded to do. What are you commanded to do? You are commanded to obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which voice you hear at this time. Now that's clear. That is clear. I presented this statement some time ago, which says the Lord, God, will tell you what you should do. I presented that statement before. Okay. That's why you have the responsibility of knowing the information, knowing the truth, the knowledge which has come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That is your responsibility. And if you do not do it, you are disobeying the law. Now, hear me well. Listen to me. Listen. Obey the Bible. Now, let's go to Psalm 91, verse 7. That's not the one. Let's see what I have here. Okay, I know where I should go. Psalm 96, verse 7. That's what it should be. Psalm 96, verse 7 says this: give to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. That statement right there. Give to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Remember, it says, the law says, even he, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, shall build the temple of the Lord. This shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, if you think the Bible commands you to obey your minister, your Christian minister, you have misunderstood something that is in the Bible. The Bible condemns the Christian ministers, and it condemns Christianity. The Bible, in that it condemns the Christian ministers and Christianity itself, will not tell you to obey that which it has already condemned to be abolished. Christianity, according to the AVB, should not even be existing today. It should have gone out with slavery. I've spoken on this before. Okay? So if you think the Bible tells you anywhere to obey your Christian minister, then you are misunderstanding the Bible. You may say, well, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, or you may say Tommy. I know a statement in the Bible that says that. If you think you do, I'm telling you, you have no understanding whatsoever. The Bible shows that which is contrary to it. So it speaks about the church.
and all. Okay? But it condemns it at the same time. It shows you what they do in the Christian church. Okay? It shows, it even tells you things that men say in the Christian church and in Christianity. Okay? But remember this and know this always. The Bible has already condemned not only Christianity, but the Christian minister as well. All of them. All of them. In the Bible's purview, there is no good Christian minister. That's the purview of the AVB. The Bible says, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. And it says you get those three things from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. So again, I say, if you think, and ministers will show you scriptures, you know, like the Bible is actually condoning what they do. That's why the Bible points you to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's why repeatedly throughout scripture, the Bible tells you, hear the word coming from the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. That's iterated throughout the Bible, and especially throughout the Old Testament, which is very authoritative. Okay, I point out that which is authoritative. That's my job. Okay. Now, so let me say this one more time, and we'll move on. If you think the Bible casts the Christian ministers and Christianity in a good light, then you have been misinformed. You have been deceived. You've been hoodwinked. You've been fooled. You've been tricked. Call it what you may. You don't know the truth of the Bible, of Bible content. The Christian ministers, why do you think they preach against the law? The Christianity teaches against the law. One favorite line that the Christian ministers give is this: the law is void. But out of all the ministers I've heard speak on that, I have not heard one point out the law itself. How can you sit under a minister who says the law is void and he never points out the law to you? That's crazy. My question would be, well, what is the law? What does it say? Let me see. Don't just tell me the law is void without telling me what the law is. Crazy. I'm getting off point. Let me get back on point. It is the will of the AZB that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, build his temple. And in order for him to do that, the Bible goes on to tell you that in order for that to be done, you have got to obey the voice of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. And again, you should know this already. I shouldn't even have to say it, but let me say it. I add my name to Lord and God in the Bible. And when they wrote scripture, they did not know who God was, who he would be. They did not know his name. It's my duty to supply my name. They asked me my name, and I've pointed this thing out, you know, in my teaching. Again, it's your responsibility to know the teaching in order that you can be obedient. Know what's good, know what's bad. Know what's true, know what's not true. Because I show you that which is truth, and I show you that also which is false. The Christian ministers are liars, all of them, in the purview of the AZB. Now, which one is greater in authority, the Bible or your Christian minister? And, of course, they don't preach against themselves. They don't preach against themselves. But yet there's much information in the Bible against the Christian ministers and Christianity. But that's my duty, though. When I come, it says the Lord, when he comes, he will bring to light the things that are hidden. Okay? That's what I do. I point out the liars and the hypocrites. The Bible says about the Christian ministers, they are all hypocrites. That's what it says. It says they are all hypocrites, no other. Don't tell me how nice this man is or this woman is.
Don't tell me how sincere this one is and that one is. The Bible says they are all. Now, what does the word all mean? It means just what it says. All. Every one of them is a hypocrite. Every one of them who preach Jesus, Lord, Savior, etc., is a liar and a deceiver. Those are strong words which the Bible uses in reference to your Christian ministers. They're all liars and hypocrites and deceivers with winkers. Okay. They all deal in falsehoods, lies. When you see a Christian minister speaking, preaching, know right away that he is lying. Whenever he's preaching, if he's a Christian minister, he's lying. That's the truth. That's the truth, okay? That is the truth. And these are things that they, the Christian ministers, do not want you to know. Let me go on. Okay, so this is very important. This is knowledge which concerns the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The building of the temple of the Lord. People, I need your help. But the statement said, give to the Lord. The Bible does not command you to give to a Christian minister, and I'm not going to go through that again. It condemns them, and it condemns Christianity, the whole outfit, the whole thing, the whole nine yards. Give to, this is the authoritative statement, give to the Lord. Not give to your church, not give to charity, not give to your minister, give to the Lord. The Lord is a real person. And that could be seen in Bible statements with reference to him saying, when he comes. Now, these are simple things that are easy to be understood. Now, the Christian ministers have deceived the people. God, here in Tommy L. Hart, is enlightening the people, giving them truth. I'm doing that which I am supposed to do. Give to the Lord. How else can the Lord build a temple? Again, I ask, who is the Lord? That question is in the Bible, and of course it's answered. The Lord is he who has performed all things. I have performed all things, and that's, those things are in the Lawmaster's archives. I can't continue to teach the same thing over and over and over. You have a mind. You have a brain. Now, use it. Use it rightfully. Okay? Now, give to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. There is no other Lord. You know, I'm talking about Lord as the Bible uses the term. There is no other Lord. There is no other God. If another one comes saying he is the Lord God, he's lying. Or she. There is just one. The one who has done all things. That's me. Give to the Lord. Give to the Lord. The building of the temple of the Lord is a great work. I don't even have to say that, you know. That's a great work. Don't tell me the temple was built during Bible time, during the writing of the Bible. Those are fictitious stories in the Bible, but in the fictitious story, there are bits of truth. And I point out those things which are
true? That's why the Bible asks the question, what is truth? Christian minister will tell you that's an abstract something question. They'll tell you anything. The question is answerable. The Lord God answers the question, what is truth? What is truth? This is truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. That's truth. Give to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I need that. And I teach so you can understand and know. The Bible says, know the Lord. You couldn't know him before I came. You could, that was impossible. That's what the Bible says. When he comes. I'm here now. And you can know me. You can know the Lord that the Bible talks about, speaks about, exalts, promotes, upholds. You can know him. And the Bible commands you to know him. It says, know the Lord. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Who is the he? The he is Tommy L. Hart. Know ye that the Lord, he, Tommy L. Hart, you know, is God. All right? He is the one who has performed all things. Now, that's in Law Master's Archives, all things are. All things do not mean everything in the Bible. Okay? It means everything. All things speak to a specific group of things which God will do when he comes. And by that, the people will know that, hey, this person is the Lord God. Because the Bible says God will do this, God will do that, God, and he has done those things. He who performs all things is God. Let me move on. Genesis 31:16. Well, I hope I can get everything I want to get in today on this. So I've got to move quickly. Now, give to the Lord. Know you that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Listen, Genesis 31, verse 16 says this. I've said he shall build the temple of the Lord, and this will be done when you obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now it says here, Genesis 31:16 at the end of the verse. Whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Do. Give to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Give. Give to the Lord. Give to the Lord. The ministers, let me stay on point. Give to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Whatsoever God has said to you, do it. Isn't that simple? Isn't that clear? This is further on in my format, but let me point out this statement to you. And this is just one of them. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 4, 5 says this. Listen to this. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. At another place it says, when he comes. Okay? So, until the Lord comes. John chapter 4, I believe. This is not in my lineup, but let me do it. This statement here in John 4 at the end of verse 25 says this. Listen. When he is come, he will tell us all things. That's what I've done, people. Tell, show, reveal. He will reveal all things because all things identify God when he comes. When he is come, he will tell us all things. That's so clear. And I've done that. No other person has done that. Only God has done that. I have done it. All things say to you, this man who has performed these deeds is God. Period. Period. Now,
So my point in showing these two statements is this. When he comes, until he comes, okay, now I have come. Okay? So what are you to do? You hear my voice. You are to obey my voice. That's Bible. He will build a temple if you will be diligent and obey the voice of the Lord. It doesn't stop there. It goes on. Two more words. Your God. You may say, well, I don't want him to be my God. Well, I'm your God anyway. That's the law. Remember, the Bible is a law book. Chief principle law book on God and the people. There is no higher authority. You know. All right. Now, let me just go ahead. So, you got the point on that. What God has said, do. A simple statement. Job 36:26. Job 36:26 says this. Behold, God is great. Now, he could have put a period after great. God is great. It goes on, it says this. And we know him not. They were telling the truth. They wrote to God in the Bible. But they didn't know God. They said, we don't know who he is. That's why in the Bible they asked me, who art thou? What is your name? Make yourself known to us, the people. A clear plan, easy to understand plan. God is great. Who is God? I mean, heart is God. He shall build the temple of the Lord, and this will he do if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Easy to understand and easy to perform. To obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tom L. Hart, is easy to do. Easy. Right? God is great. Now, the part that says, and we know him not, does not hold any longer. It's no longer valid. You know God now. Why? Because I have revealed myself. I've made myself known. I've made myself known. The Bible says he, speaking about God, he seeketh to make himself known. Well, I've been doing that for quite some time now. I am known. Psalm 105. These things are not, we're not in the format for this episode. Psalm 105 says this. Give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. These are things the Bible is commanding you to do. Okay? Give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Call upon his name. Make known his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's deeds among the people. These are duties that you are to perform, people. Listen, sing to him. At another place it says, sing a new song to the Lord. The old religious songs are not good enough for God. Sing a new song. Write new songs about the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Sing psalms to him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Wondrous works. Each episode of mine, each episode of Lawmaster is a wondrous, wonderful work coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Glory ye in his name. Rejoice in the name of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek doesn't mean look for it, means go to here. I've already revealed myself. Go to the Lord your God. Give to the Lord your God. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Call upon his name. Invite him to speak. Call upon the Lord your God.
sing to him. Make known his deeds. Tell other people about me. Tell other people what you are learning from me. And don't be stingy with them. Pour it on them. Pour it on them. Just like they pour the Christian lies on people. Stand up for the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Because this is the true faith. A faith is a thing believed. One definition for faith. Something believed. Okay. You believe the word of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says that. It says, believe the works. Believe his works. Have complete confidence in his works, in his word, in his truth, in his knowledge. Let me move on. I'm going to skip. Well, this is just a short reading right here. Let me read this. Next thing. Now, this is picking up from where I left off the last time right here. Do not forget those things that I just spoke on. The genealogies one is found in Matthew 1 and the other is found in Luke 3. The genealogies confirm the fact that there are two Josephs, Joseph the son of Jacob, Joseph the son of Heli. Joseph the son of Jacob, listen to this carefully, is a descendant of Solomon, the son of David. Joseph, the client, the son of Heli, is a descendant of Nathan, the son of David. Jesus, the son of Joseph, the client, is a descendant of Nathan, the son of David. Did you get that? And I'm moving on. I want to do this right here. I want to do these it's about 29 questions and answers concerning Mary, the mother of James, John, and Jesus. What is Joseph, the son of Jacob, occupation? Answer: Joseph, the son of Jacob, occupation is that of a pimp. Next, what is Joseph to Mary? Joseph is Mary's pimp. Next, is Joseph the pimp Mary's wife? There is no record of Joseph the pimp ever marrying Mary. Does Joseph the pimp have children by Mary? There is no record of that in the IR. What business is Mary engaged in? Mary is engaged in the business of prostitution. Matthew chapter 1 and 2 speak of what two sons of Mary? Matthew chapter 1 and 2 speak of James and John, both sons of Mary. In Matthew chapter 2, what is the name of Mary's young child? In Matthew chapter 2, the young child's name is James. Next, is Mary the virgin spoken of in Isaiah 7:14? No, she, Mary, is not the virgin of Isaiah 7:14. Next, is Jesus the son spoken of in Isaiah 7:14? Answer, no. Jesus is not the son spoken of in Isaiah 7:14. Next, who is the young child in Matthew chapter 2? That young child is James, Mary's son. Next, in Matthew 2:11, who is the father of the young child? The father of that young child is Zebedee. Next, Luke 1:24. Did Elizabeth really become pregnant, or did Elizabeth really conceive? No, she pretended to be pregnant. Why did Elizabeth go into hiding? Elizabeth went into hiding, listen, to hide the fact that she really was not pregnant. Was Zacharias really made dumb and unable to speak? No, that was a pretense, a sham, for the public, not his wife. Why did Mary go visit Zacharias and Elizabeth? Mary went
to the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth to hide her pregnancy and rid herself of an unwanted baby. What was Elizabeth's problem? Elizabeth's problem was the stigma of being barren. How long was Mary at Elizabeth's house? Answer, long enough to have the baby, about 3 months. Okay. When Mary left Elizabeth's house, did she take her baby with her? No. Mary left her baby with Elizabeth and Zacharias. Next, what did Elizabeth and Zacharias name the baby Mary handed over to them? Elizabeth and Zacharias named that baby John. Did Mary have another child after James and John? If so, what is the name? Yes, Mary had another child after James and John. His name is Jesus. Were any of Jesus' brothers disciples of his? If so, who are they? Yes. Some of the brothers of Jesus that are among his disciples or were among his disciples are James and John. What relationship exists between Joseph, the son of Jacob, Mary, and Joseph, the son of Heli? Answer. Joseph, the son of Heli, is a client of Joseph the pimp, the son of Jacob, and Mary. Who is the father of Jesus? Answer. Joseph, the son of Heli, is the father of Mary's son, Jesus. What relationship exists between Mary, Zebedee, and Joseph, the son of Jacob? Zebedee is a client of Joseph and Mary. At what point during Mary's pregnancy did Elizabeth go into hiding? Elizabeth went into hiding at some point during Mary's fourth month of pregnancy. Were Mary and her sons, James, John, and Jesus, real people? No. They are all fictitious, mythological characters. How is Jesus a descendant of David? Jesus is the son of Heli, who was a descendant of Nathan, the son of David. How is Joseph, son of Jacob, Mary's pimp, a son of David? Joseph, the son of Jacob, was a descendant of Solomon, the son of David, the king. Who is the father of Mary's sons? James and John. Let me read that again. Who is the father of Mary's sons, James and John? Zebedee is the father of Mary's sons, James and John. Now, I want to end this episode with a reading again of that with which I began the episode with. Question, of all the issues the Lord Tommy L. Hart has spoken on and made known, which is most important? Answer, of all the issues I, the Lord God, have spoken on and made known to you, the people, my revelation of the knowledge of the Lord God, the person of God, is most important. The knowledge identifying the person and name of God is preeminent. Of all the things I have spoken on, am expounding on, or will elaborate on, my knowledge which reveals the identity of God is superior, and that knowledge must remain at the fore, always first in rank, forever transcendent. The revelation of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is supreme. Be on the lookout for the next episode and join me at that time. Thank you.